Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, beloved ones. You are here at the Voice of Passionate Action, and I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we're delighted to be with you.
You know, especially because we know, I know, you know, that you are infinite, you are awake, and we are going to continue this journey through November, this incredible do-over moment, this moment of this November, this November-December energy. We're going to expand it even more today, really diving into our infinite nature and how that ties into the energy of our current lives. How do our auras feed into that? How do our energy fields feel into that? What about NDEs, you know, near-death experiences? What about our connection to source? This is a big show.
Well, and, you know, your lives are far bigger than we give attention to most of the time.
So true.
as I smile, reflecting on my own journey in life and those that I've been honored to meet, we all seem to be in a path of expanding perceptions, expanding recognitions, expanding discernments, and we call that path self-ascension, the lifting into an ever-refining level of truth,
that which
you really are.
I love that, Sri. You know, and I always love the fact that, you know, self-ascension is about remembering your ascended presence while you're still in form, you know, while you have the ability to really put that into passionate action, to experience your infinity, to experience your awakenedness, and to be the presence to inspire so many others. And, you know, Sri, I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention about, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes ago down here in Guatemala, Sri and I were preparing for the show and talking about today's show. And, you know, I find it, Sri, really serendipitous that, of course, one of the things I know I gained through my near-death experience, other than the absolute knowing that we truly do not die, is the fact that every moment is a precious gift, every single moment. And kind of almost like the universe's way of saying, get ready for today's show, we had, bar none, the most powerful sudden earthquake we have lived through since moving down here.
You know, there's a lot of volcanic activity in Central America, and we have a couple of active volcanoes as our neighbors.
More than a few.
And we get to look out at these beautiful, huge mountains.
One of them is actually called the Fuego, the fire, because it erupts constantly, and it's actually quite beautiful.
And it reminds me of our friends in on the Big Island of Oahu.
Exactly. It's like a mirroring Coda area.
The Fuego is spuming and booming, and sometimes in the middle of the night we'll hear a boom.
And then the whole house trembles.
And it's a reminder that the earth is truly alive in many ways.
Yeah.
And so here we were about 40 minutes ago. We had a one of those earthquakes that seems to lift and fall versus wiggle left and right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was sharing with our producer right before we got on the air that my two little dogs came running up into my arms, and it was just hysterical because they were like, Mom, what was that? And really, I found it to be so serendipitous, perfect in the timing that today we're talking about our infinity, our awakenness, and about our energy and connection to source. You know, I always giggle with people. It's when the fuego stops erupting that I'll worry.
Well, you know, one of the observations I gained today, we've had many earthquakes. They seem to be about once a month or so down here, and lots of volcanic activity. And so I don't get an adrenaline rush anymore because I've grown accustomed to them. However, there's a significant energy rush.
Yes.
And this is a discernment I just wanted to pass on because I think many people, as we grow, we begin to qualify our experiences in new ways.
Yeah.
And an energy rush is when a burst of energy enters your field and is actually available to you for whatever purpose your consciousness might direct it toward.
Yeah.
And that energy released by the earthquake was quite tingly.
and bringing it right into today's show, a beautiful reminder of the suddenness. And the, you know, Archangel Zadkiel always says, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And as I truly, I have to admit, this one was so out of character and so different that there was just this momentary, like, did a bomb just drop? Because it was just that sudden, huge boom. there was this also beautiful reminder of the universe that said, remember that when you're going through today's show, remember that when we're really discussing our infinite beingness, that all of this illusion, all of it can shift literally with the blink of an eye, literally in the moment. And I thought, what a beautiful, visceral, tangible reminder as we're in this powerful energy of November and December about being right here in the moment. You know, there's so much being thrown at us right now through the mainstream media. There's so much going on between ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them, Ebola, or any other thing that you might want to pick up on, politics, the shifting tides of power and who's in power and who's not and what's been happening during the Asian summit. When you look at all of the energy that's on the planet right now, could there really be, Sri, a better moment than right now to stay focused on the presence, the present moment, this moment right now?
Without that compass of one's eyes on the divine, without the ability to look through this illusion, this chaos, these projected thought forms of control and competition,
yeah,
if we can look through that and see the peaceful center of the cyclone, you might say,
I love that.
To see the divine energy that is impermeated all of our ocean of existence.
Ooh.
Well, then we have within us that cosmic reassurance. We have that capacity to be present, to respond both humanly and spiritually.
I love that, Sri.
And that capacity to respond is truly one of our inner treasures that can never be taken away.
You know, and I love that because it permeates through our energy fields. You know, we do a lot of work with energy fields and the science of RRST, and I won't talk about that today, but if you don't know about that, go to our website, SriandKira.com, and click on What is Shakti Exchange? Click on RRST. Click on Avesa Quantum Immersion. Because today, I'm very excited. We have a very beautiful special guest, a woman that I'm so delighted was able to join us today, Pamela Osley, who we'll be bringing on shortly. And we're going to dive into the energy of our aura, the energy of our emissions. And I want to remind all of you that if you're listening to us live, hey, give us a buzz and get into the queue for either a soul reading or a question. And you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, just call back after we take a few callers. And if you call and you get in the queue, you can listen to the show. So just hold on. We will do our best to get to you all. Plus, Sri, I've got a couple emails here from some guests. What a beautiful ride we're in store for.
Absolutely. You know, whenever we talk about what is, it reminds us of what is not. And one of the
such
things,
is life in this planet.
And without waxing too philosophically, remember, it's only controversial if you are on the other side of the controversy.
Well, or you're stuck in the activistic perspective, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's the gift of ascension awareness, is it gives us the opportunity to go into the passionate action. And that's a beautiful gift.
And one of the things I want to remind each and every one of you is to embrace yourselves with gratitude. We are delighted that we're able to be with you today. We're delighted that we're able to share time with our wonderful guest and that we can accept your call should you want to give us a ring.
Absolutely.
Because life is what you make of it.
Well, you know, I love that, Sri. And our energy is constantly modeling, growing, adapting. You know, we are energy beings. We know that. Science has proven this. And there's also, I've been giggling lately at all the articles that are being written about how science has now proven that, and I love how they write this. I have to preface this by saying, I love how they write this as almost like a shock, that science has proven that one human can send a message to another human only using brainwaves. And I'm giggling because there's been so much written about this lately. I actually had put some of this with some of the studies in one of our recent newsletters, which, hey, is free at SriandKira.com. Get on our list. And I love how we're catching up with concepts or with realities. I hesitate to use that word because it can be so misconstrued. But we're catching up with, let's say, truths. And that in a world that wants to prove everything, we're proving the ancient truths that for many of us, we've lived with for a long time. So it's wonderful to kind of be in a convergence of recognition where things that used to be considered kind of out there are becoming normal, and things that used to be considered non-mainstream are now being accepted.
Well, that's true. That is the path of mass consciousness inching its way towards a greater alignment.
And you know what? Inch by inch is a step.
And maybe the inch will turn into yards as more people like our guests get out there and make themselves known. Because today we're delighted to have with us Pamela Ausley, who is an author, a consultant, lecturer, a psychic. She has a wonderful radio show in Santa Barbara, California.
Hey, your old home.
Well, I used to live there. We can talk about that if it goes there. Pamela has been traveling throughout the country presenting seminars, conducting workshops about human potential, psychic abilities, the aura. And she has truly, she's a living example that we are and have greater abilities than we've been taught. Mm. And that these abilities are truly what needs to be harnessed for the next iteration of humanness.
Right on. I agree.
And Pamela has a book and I think another one in process. And so we're going to let her tell you a little more about that. So without further ado, let's welcome Pamela Ausley to the show.
Welcome, Pam.
Hey, thank you, Sri and Kira. What a great show you guys are doing. I love your optimism, your energy. This is fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. And we're so delighted to connect with you.
Oh, we're going to have a great time. I really like you guys, your energy, your show, what you're presenting out into the world. We need more of this.
Well, thank you, and we could certainly mirror the same back to you.
Absolutely.
And so let's do a little introduction. You have, from what I have read, you have been actively promoting awareness of our greater capacities for about 30 years now.
So I know, and I'm only 21 years old. What do you think?
No. Isn't that crazy how you can reach up from behind the veil? Well, I'm getting younger all the time.
Yes, you are, and I have to ask, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are already wondering, were you just born this way? Did you have like an epiphany moment? How did this start happening for you?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I believe that all of us have these abilities, all of us, and we've been trained not to believe in them. And so about 30 years ago, I went to hear a psychic speak, a shaman, and he pulled me up in front of the room that night and said, okay, you've got this ability too. I want you to tell people what you see about them. And so I was shocked. I actually got thrown into the deep end of the water, right? I'm like, what?
Yeah. And
I was just totally amazed to find that when I focused on people, I knew specific things about them. I just noticed a shift in my consciousness, which is all we do. And it's just another state of awareness, just like we go from daydreaming to being fully conscious and awake, or conscious and awake to sleeping. They're just different states of awareness, of consciousness. And so I was shocked, but I started doing this 30 years ago. I had no intentions of doing it, didn't know I was going to do it. But the difference is I was willing to go ahead and explore. I like moving beyond the boundaries like you guys. I like really exploring to see who we really are, not living in the box based on what everyone's training us to think.
Well, I love that word that you brought up, because to me it's a fundamental quality, and that is willingness.
Well, I love that. And I have to say, so I love your story that, okay, you're going to see this person and you're like, okay, this is
well, something in you already drew you forward, you know.
Exactly. So obviously that was your agreement. So what happened after that? I mean, did you go home and kind of ponder? I mean, you had this willingness. What happened? How quickly and where'd you go?
Well, the funny thing is when this man told me that I was psychic, he said, look, you've been asking to go to the next level, and this is it. And I want to go, how did you know that? So I was so excited about my experience that night. Of course, I told a few of my friends, and they all went, do me, give me a reading, tell me what you see. I was like, and then all of a sudden, their friends started hearing about it, and it snowballed very quickly. And then about a year later, I met a woman who could see auras, and she had her entire life been able to see those. She was synesthetic, right? And so I started watching how she was describing people and what the aura colors it meant to her, and I discovered that it matched what I had been picking up psychically about people. So then over time of working with her, I went, oh, that's a blue. Oh, that's a violet. That's a girl. Okay, I get it. I get what these personalities are. And then within about a year of meeting her, I developed the ability to actually see energy fields. So it just kept catapulting, and all the other things, telepathy and remote viewing and walking in and out of parallel universes, it all just took off.
Mm, beautiful. You know, what I'm hearing from you, and it's what Sri mentioned earlier, is that it's in addition to the willingness, what I'm also hearing from you, and it's such a valuable gift, and you're modeling it so beautifully, was this lack of hesitancy, this lack of doubt. It was you initiated your soul's journey on this planet for this moment. You initiated this, and you kept moving forward. Was there ever a moment when you thought, gosh, should I slow down?
Well, let me put it this way. Was there ever a moment where I had fear and doubt? Oh, my gosh, every time a client would come to me in the beginning, mm-hmm. I'd go, what if I don't get anything? What if I fail? What if I make a mistake? I had total fear each time. And what I did was just what you said. I just kept moving through it. I went, okay, I'm just going to show up and do my very best. Hopefully these people know my intention. That's what helped me keep moving forward, by the way. My intention was to help people and to show what was possible and to get us beyond these limiting negative boundaries. So every time I aligned with that and just kept showing up, information would show up. So it was, there was plenty of fear and doubt. I just kept moving through it. I just kept showing up anyway.
Congratulations.
It's just so important. I think each of us finds that fulcrum moment in our lives where we do it, whatever it is, in spite of the fear. And at that moment, our empowerment takes a leap forward because emotions are just part of the coloring of the moment, but they do not need to define your direction.
Well, and I'm really loving what you're saying, because one of the things that we're chatting about today is the energy and the auras and our infinite awakenedness. We are always awake and we are infinitely expanding. And the blessing that you're modeling for so many beings, and I'm so grateful you're doing this at this moment on the planet, is that if we give our trust to the universe and say, okay, flow through me, my emotional body might be trying to say I'm afraid. My emotional body might say, okay, what's going on here? Yet if we just breathe in and trust the universe to work through us, it never disappoints.
Right, and I agree with you, and I feel like there's some part of a lot of us, hopefully eventually the majority of us, that something is actually drawing us forward. Something in us is such a strong desire to, as you say, wake up, to become more. And yes, it's always within us, but boy, I'll tell you, I can pretend to go to sleep really easily. It's like, how did I get stuck here? I was awake, and then all of a sudden I get caught in the, you know, the everyday stuff, and I went, wait, I know better than this. So I believe that there's something emerging in all of us that is drawing us forward to becoming more and to becoming our full divine selves, our full potential. And so I had a choice. There's a part of me that felt like I didn't have a choice.
Sure. Well, and in some places that's true. You know, I was giggling earlier when you were mentioning about how, you know, you never dreamed this was what you were going to be doing. And then, of course, it just became the only thing you could do. Very similar story to Sri and I. In my case, though, they had to kill me. So yours was a lot easier. you just had to show up to a seminar.
Well, she had to stand up in front of the group.
That's true. That would be just as hard as
that's a mini death right there.
I agree with that. You know, I'll never be 29 for the time was when I died of cancer, and you know, as I always share with people, I was so stubborn and so refused to look at a gift that I had been born with that the universe said, okay, we're just going to help you really connect with who you are. And I believe that all of us go through this infinite connection. I would suspect that through your journey, you've really come to this beautiful space of recognizing the infinite gift of your own beingness.
Yes. And not just my gift and what I see, and it's what I see in every single being, every life energy on the planet. I'm sure you had the same experience after your death experience. It's like, oh, wait, there's more going on here than we realize.
Yes, and the capacity to walk with that intuitive trust while the mind still catches up.
Well,
trying
we're
to put
allowing
the pieces together.
And putting the mind in perspective, you know, because when we allow ourselves to see the divine in everyone and to see the divine at all times, then really what we're doing is we're empowering ourselves and everyone we come in contact with to see their own divinity. And it's really a beautiful way to communicate beyond many of the other choices we have on this planet.
Well, right, which is one of the reasons why I want my goal is to see everybody happy and fulfilled and really living the purpose mm-hmm. that they came to this planet, which to me is all just for the experience and for fun. But absolutely. To teach people that we all have these abilities, I've discovered that the more intuitive, psychic, telepathic, whatever word you want to use, the more I can see energy fields, the more I develop every single one of these abilities, the more loving I become, the more compassionate, the more patient, the more realizing, you know, and it's more fun. It actually shifts life to a whole different perspective instead of the, oh, I'm a victim, I don't have any power, and I'm just this little pawn on the planet, and eventually where I'm just going to corrode and die. It's like, oh my gosh, when you see what we're really capable of doing and experiencing, it's magnificent. It just brings out more love, more compassion, more fun, more just like wow factor.
Mm-hmm. And we all want the wow factor.
Well,
I love it.
You know, when we're living a life of joy, we have a life of meaning and service. They're both there. And speaking of meaning and service, we have a caller standing by that wants to say hello.
Sure, let's welcome.
Let's go to line two and welcome Corey from California.
Hey, Corey, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
I'm
really enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
Very inspirational.
Well, as are you. I remember last time that you called, you were in a life transition. How are things going?
How can we serve you?
Things are going good. Just blowing through some, you guys were talking about, doubts and fears and stuff like that, and that's kind of what I've been working through and feel like I'm processing that. And so I would love to hear any messages that might be out there for me.
Absolutely. Now, before I jump right in, Corey, Pam, is there anything you'd like to share with Corey before I begin?
Sure. Yeah, let me get a connection with you, Corey. Okay, the way I work is I get a visual of you. So can you tell me your hair color and your eye color?
My hair is brown, and I have brownish hazel eyes.
Brownish hazel. And when you say brown hair, is that light, medium, or dark?
I'd say medium.
Okay, so Corey, first of all, I do see auras and the different colors. Now, I know a lot of people see different colors. A lot of people see the same things I do, but it doesn't mean somebody's right or wrong. It just means we're having a different perspective of it. So when I tune into you, you've actually got yellow and violet in your aura, which is a very cool combination. The thing is violets want to make a difference on the planet. Typically, they want to go travel. They want to do their own thing. They want to do their own projects. A lot of times, you guys are drawn to things like music or design or writing or art or also teaching or psychology or causes. Violets really want to make a difference on the planet. They feel drawn to do that. But you also have a little bit of yellow in your aura, and yellows are big kids at heart. Violets are old souls, and yellows are big kids. So yellow sometimes they procrastinate, they think of all these great ideas, and then they don't know how to pull it off. And violets want to have freedom and make a difference, and yellows go, oh, I don't know, that might be hard work, or how do I pull that off? So I can feel that push-pull between you. But yellow-violets, like the Beatles were all yellow-violets, so is George Clooney, so is Bono. They really have to get out there and make a difference. So if you learn, violets come from the third eye. They're visionary. So if you learn to really, one, spend time alone, because violets have to have meditation time. They have to be quiet. And usually the best form of meditation for a yellow is out in nature. Okay, someplace where they feel nature or, you know, something moving or whatever. But the more you trust that inner vision and you move forward on it, the better you're going to be, because violets get accused of being unrealistic dreamers, but violets have to pull it off, and you do this too. Violets always feel like then something's missing or they can't quite reach it. And I feel like, Corey, you have moments where it's like, no, I'm going to do this, and you believe in it, and then I feel like you can get stuck or lost, almost like trying to play it like everybody else or too safe. So I want to go, Guy, and at some point, Corey, don't you have a desire, or have you had thoughts of traveling at times? Because violets have to go see the planet. They need to see other cultures. They need to get out there. Don't you have those desires, and then you also can procrastinate?
Absolutely, yes. And sometimes I say yes, and then I have these amazing journeys and travel. Yeah. But at first I'm like, oh, no way. That would be too much, or that would cost too much.
Well, you trust your vision if you go for it. You violets are supposed to teach what's possible. You guys are teachers. You show us what's possible on the planet. You need to be the leaders and the teachers. So if you get insecure and you doubt and you hesitate, because yellows don't always know what they want to be when they grow up, then you're just like the rest of the people out there that are lost. If you just keep stepping into it, amazing things will keep showing up, and then you can actually, because you do have a natural teacher in you, even if you just do it by teaching by example, and then all that creative and that spiritual stuff with you, if you just live that, you're going to have an amazing life. Does that make sense to you? Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. That was an amazing reading, and I just, yeah, everything you said was yeah, amazing, expanding, and yes, so true.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll all say yes. And Corey, I just want to jump in, Angel, and echo in that as you and Pam were interfacing, the vision that I was seeing around you was that you've been lately feeling like you're standing in front of a cavern, and that you know how to build the bridge to get to the other side. You know how to do it. You're ready to do it. Everything is there for you to do it, but you're looking down instead of looking across. And so just do it, my angel. Just reach out your foot and let yourself be supported, because the timing for you is like perfect. And so congratulations. It was a perfect day for you to call.
Thank you so much.
Can I say one really quick thing?
Just do it kind of advice.
We have a lot of callers, Pam, honey.
Oh, Corey, really? Okay, Corey, really quick. You violets need to be around other people that inspire you, not people that are playing small. So find people that are doing what you want to do and hang out with them until you get inspired to go do it yourself. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Big hug to you. Take good care.
All right.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Bye-bye. Listen, we're going to take a quick station break, and then we're going to return to all of our callers and emails. But stick around. There's a lot of fun yet to be enjoyed and savored.
Sure.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you now.
We are.
This is the moment, gang.
And we want to remind you that you are infinite and you are awake, and that our world is just expanding, and that we are in this powerful, powerful collective moment of our human ascension. Remember that November, December, January, February, leading up to March. In March 2015, we begin what we're calling the escalator to 2022. It's a 7-year window, and that these 5 months, particularly November and December, are inviting all of humanity to kind of take in a beautiful new breath. November and December are the opportunity for you to have the ultimate do-over. Imagine your life, or reimagine your life, or how about imagining your best life? And the gift is that as so much happens on this planet, simultaneously, you're going to get a lot of potential, let's just say, sideways information. And this is a gift because you're being invited to anchor your truth, to anchor your presence. And I love that today we're discussing our infinity, our awakeness with our very special guest, Pamela Osley.
Yes, Pamela, thank you so much for being with us. We love your intuitive vision and your joyful presentation.
Well, and how it all came to be. You know, if you weren't with us in the first part of the show, you've got to go back and listen to it in the archives, because I love how Pamela's journey was basically initiated into the go phase by showing up one day by trusting her heart, showing up at a seminar and saying, yeah, I'm here, and then having the courage to stand up when she was picked out of an audience.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to share with all of you is I too, you know, we all have journeys. And,
yes.
And I had some funny memories come forward, Pamela, as you were sharing and as Kira was sharing. And the one I just want to offer is, how many of you have ever driven in a snowstorm?
Oh, gosh, don't remind me if I moved to Guatemala.
And the funny thing about driving in a snowstorm, especially at night, is you do not want your headlights on.
No.
So I'm just going to leave that image with you, because
okay.
Because what I learned from that is I have to feel into the road in front of me and not rely on my eyes.
Ooh, all right.
And we're going to leave it there. I know we have other callers.
We have callers that are coming in. But, you know, Pamela, I wanted to share with you that we had a woman who wrote in earlier this week. And let me just read you her letter and let's offer her a little love. And it says, Dear Sri and Kira, I'm Margaretha from Sweden. I have been listening to you for many years now, and I love what you teach. I am currently feeling really stuck. I don't know what to do. Everything seems meaningless, and I would so much love a soul reading from you. Much love, Margaretha. And all I have is that it's Margaretha from Sweden. Pamela, is there anything that you would like to share with her before I jump in, or would you have needed more information?
Oh, no, you go right ahead and jump in. I mean, she definitely needs change. We can feel that. And I feel like there's some old stuff still clinging with her, old past stuff that she's identified herself with. That's really wanting to drop off. So absolutely, go for it.
Okay. Well, Margaretha, beloved one, the first thing I want to invite you to do is to just bring your hands to your heart and relax, because your energy field right now is in a holding, meaning that when we hold things tight, it means that we're preventing the flow from being in our lives. And you have the ability to be in flow. And the reason you're feeling stuck is because you're afraid. And this afraid energy is what's causing this holding. When I gaze at your energy field right now, it's literally like a block. You know, it's almost like, and I guess because you're in Sweden, the energy I want to use is, it's like ice. However, remember that all ice is frozen water. And that water, when it warms up, has the ability to transform into steam, which completely makes us available to all of the energy of our lives. And so, Margaretha, what I want to share with you is today, breathe, relax, and remember that you are flow. And when you say, well, Kira, give me something else, give me something more specific, because I hear your mind, love. The one thing I want to share with you is this: for a specific, try this one on. I trust myself and I remember my truth. And as I do, my flow is restored. You have great intuition and you have amazing talents. Trust yourself enough to move forward with them, even if your mind is screaming, and I know that the universe will support you. You're also really resonating with the five right now, the number five. And so this is a powerful time because the universe is working with this five energy for the next few months. So harness yourself in a way that you trust and all will flow really, really well. Pamela, did you want to add anything?
I love what you said. I feel like that's perfect. And I keep wanting to encourage her to let go of the past, of let go. So that includes flow, flowing forward, allowing an old perception of herself to drop away, allowing an old self-identity or description, even something that she's had since childhood, to just like redefine herself, allow herself to move into a new vision, a new identity, a new definition of herself, a new description of herself. So that all fits in with just flow. Go ahead and flow forward. Go ahead and allow the flow, but also re-identify, redefine yourself. And describe what that is for you. You have choice. You have free will now. You don't have to be stuck to what all the old stuff is. Like, who do you want to be now? Who do you feel deep inside you really are? And to just flow into that, let go of the past.
Absolutely.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
And for this writer and for all of our listeners, you know, it's important to remember that oftentimes when we come to those perceived obstacles, that's when we lift our hand and say, help me. And we honor and respect that. Mm-hmm. We also honor and respect you, because each and every one of you has the capacity. And the help me is more of an inward summoning of a deeper wisdom.
Well, I love that. The help me is also saying, I remember. You know, when we finally allow ourselves to relax into saying, hey, help me, there's also the simultaneous soul awakening. And there's also this beauty. One of the things that I'm just loving today is that if you're listening today, if you're listening in the archives, you've chosen a moment to be reassured that you're not crazy. Let yourself move forward. Join the crowd. You know, we have, we call it the lion coming out of the woods. When we allow ourselves to become the lion and come out of the woods, we stand fearless in the meadow, and guess what? We get to play with all the other lions that we couldn't even see before. So maybe today is the day you're willing to come out of the woods and join us. And you know, Pam, I want to go back to something you mentioned in the first part of the show because I just loved it, which was when you were discussing about being that we all have this ability together, that we all share this vision, and about being with people. And you were sharing this with Corey about being with people who support that vision, because once you do live on the other side, and you were talking about that, you often wonder why you would have hesitated to kind of make the leap. You know, so many people write me or call me or say, gosh, Kira, I wish I could just live who I am, or I wish I could just be who I am. And the key is that when we finally do start relaxing and allowing that and let go of the fear of what we think we might be judged as, we get on the other side and wonder what took us so long. Did you ever experience that?
Like every day. Yes. Now, there's always like, what are people going to think? Or can I really do that? Am I really that powerful? But I feel like we're all on this journey together now. It's all, we all want to live our authentic selves now. We've been so trained, just what you're saying, to like not live that authenticity. It's like what ifs and yeah buts and can I's. But I really feel like there's this pull now to be authentic, to live our real nature, our authentic selves, our alive, our joyness, our love, joyness. I'm making up words as I go along, too. We're so ready to be free.
Yes.
Well, freedom truly is one of those delicious elixirs
that,
that we all choose to be intoxicated by. You know, I'm reminded something else. I'm funny how these things are floating up. So I figure when they float up, I'll share them.
Bubble.
You know, I spent some years as a psychotherapist, and I moved into hypnotherapy because I couldn't handle how long it was taking for folks to move through their stuff. And I thought hypnosis was going to be the supercharged fast way to lend a hand to folks. And I practiced what was called the induction, helping people move into that alpha state, helping people move into a hypnotic state of mind. And it never seemed to be quite enough to me. While I was assisting folks, I just felt there was something more. And I met this man, this retired therapist, who was a brilliant individual who basically just stepped out away from the world. That was his choice. And I talked to him for a moment and I said, how do we hypnotize people so that they can be connected to a deeper truth, so they can discover that and find it? That was my level of consciousness at the time. And he looked at me and he said, silly man, they're already hypnotized. You
That's
don't
right.
have to put induction. They're already hypnotized. And I walked away a little puzzled for a moment, and then I got it.
Yeah.
And so it is. As we believe in the illusion of fear and separation and the notion that we are limited beings having mortal lives, as we walk this path of limitation and victimhood and all the pieces that go with it, we find willing allies.
Yes.
We find a society that is structured. Partners in pain.
Yeah.
We find whole societies organized around these false identifications.
And they want to keep us there. That's what you see.
And there's a drumbeat to keep that going. Like anything that's created has a self-preservation.
But it's a gift. And this is what I love, is that self-preserving drumbeat of fear is a gift because it's inspiring people to awake. You get to a point where it's like, I'm tired of being told to be afraid. I'm tired of seeing all these.
Well, and I'm tired of doubting myself.
Right.
I'm tired of feeling like
so
I can't.
So it can actually be an inspiring gift if we allow ourselves to open our eyes to it. Have you noticed any of that, Pamela?
Oh, I'm right on the ride with you guys. That's exactly what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing and what, you know, my clients and people that, you know, I travel around the world, they're all experiencing the same thing. And we are. I think we're getting over being held hostage by fear. There's still that grappling there. So I loved it to be able to talk with people like you. They were going, there's nothing to be afraid of. Let's get out here and have a good time. Come on, you guys. It's amazing out here. And that's giving more and more people permission to go, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's it. And your presence and your willingness to be seen. Right. And that's one thing I want to say hats off to you, your radio show, your traveling and workshops. As one shares visibility, the authenticity, the transparency of an authentic being, we ignite others.
Yes.
And it's joyful and it's a service. It takes courage, but suddenly courage becomes part of the authenticity.
And yet we are naturally courageous. It takes a lot of courage to be fearful. It takes a lot of courage.
It takes a lot of strength to be fearful. My gosh, that's exhausting. To hold ourselves back in fear. It's like keeping the cage door closed from the inside. That's really hard work.
Totally.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we have some more callers standing by. Let's tune in and engage a widening conversation. We're going to go to, what is this, line five, Nikki, and say hi.
Namaste, Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Thank you very much. Blessings, and thank you for your service, all of you. Well, I think I've got some answers from the previous information you've just given, but I'm in a place right now where lots of change is occurring, of course, for everybody, and I'm letting go of a lot of things, have had a lot of loss, and I know it's in divine order, and it's difficult, though.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, because of early trauma, I've lived most of my life in fear, and I'm so wanting to break out of that prison, and I'm doing everything I know to do it and to release old patterns and to heal, you know, old beliefs about myself and everything that's holding me back. And I so want to be of service to the world and to make a difference. And I'm feeling very stuck and that the fear is still very much holding me prisoner. And I'm just wanting to have methods or know how I can move out of this, because I do have things to offer and I want to step out into the world, and I'm feeling like it's time, and I'm just not quite sure how, because I'm still feeling a lot of fear and resistance.
I got it. So Nikki, here's what I want you to do, Angel. Before I invite Pam to also share with you, I want you to, first of all, if it's safe to do so right now, I want you to close your eyes and physically drop your shoulders, physically make them get a little lower, relax them, let your breath get easy. And I feel your tears, I feel your rage, I feel your anger, and I feel your love, and I feel your talent, and I feel your gifts. And what's happening is that you have amazing gifts to give to the planet, more than you're even aware of yet. I mean, a lot. And that's why everything has happened. And so I want you to, in this moment, realize that it is no accident you got through on the phone lines today. It is no accident that we're talking to you right now. You have behind you right now Archangel Michael, and I want you to just feel the presence of Archangel Michael, who is raising a crystalline sword right now, and he's asking you, are you willing to let go of the shield of defense you have placed around your heart? And you don't have to answer out loud, Angel. You just need to feel this. And I'm crying for you. I actually feel your tears. And I want you to just allow yourself to feel the presence and support that you have around you, my love, because Archangel Michael is right there saying, this shield is no longer serving you. It is what's trapping you. And it's why you feel like you're in prison. And this beautiful angel is releasing it. I'm watching it shatter, shatter, shatter. And I want you to shake your arms. I want you to shake your arms, 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 and move the energy, move the energy. And then later today, my angel, whenever you have the time, I want you to go out outside or go inside. I don't care if you have to scream it into a pillow. And I want you to scream out whatever is left in your belly and let it go, knowing that the pain is ready to leave. It's over. It's your time to create. And as soon as you really give your body its due, because your body has been trying to protect you. So as soon as you let your body know that you're here, when you're done releasing that with a scream, then I want you to call out for Archangel Michael and feel the love enter all the cells of your body. And I want you to start feeling that right now. I want you to start feeling beautiful crystalline light enter every cell of your body, rejuvenating you, rejuvenating you, rejuvenating you, and offering you the final pieces to the puzzle of everything that happened. Because your new life, by the way, begins in just a couple months. You're already evolving it. It's about diving into it, celebrating it, celebrating you, because there's a lot of people waiting for you to come forward with the gifts of this time. I love you, Angel, and I am so glad you called today. I want you to breathe, and I want you to feel how supported you are. Your life is just beginning, Nikki. It's just beginning. And Pamela, is there anything you'd like to share?
Oh, my gosh. How do I follow that, Kira? Good grief. But let me just, Nikki, if you don't mind, with your permission, will you tell me your hair color and eye color, and I'll tell you some of the things I was picking up about you?
Sure. Dark brown hair with some gray and white.
Uh-huh.
My eye color is brownish hazel.
Okay. So, Nikki, here's the deal. This is what I really get about who you are. You actually are a little rebel. You've got spunk. You've got rebellion. You actually trust nature and animals more than you do a lot of people. I'm not saying you don't have compassion for people, but I do feel the guard up that she was referring to. But you're actually a little rebel. You got power in there. I even feel like you've been Native American in another lifetime. So I love you connecting with the trees and nature and mountains. I feel like it's safe for you to be with those because they're more powerful, or they're just as powerful as you, and you can't hurt anyone. I keep feeling like when you were younger, you were so smart, so quick, so insightful, and so dynamic and powerful that people around you, you feel like that threatened them, or that was going to scare them, or you were going to hurt them. And so I feel like you kind of suppressed all that spunky, powerful knowingness, that little old soul that you have in there. So the more you spend time in nature, feeling supported by the mountains, the trees, the animals, whatever, and the more you can help, because I feel like you've actually got a healer in you and a teacher. So even if you, I'm not talking about you have to get in a classroom and teach. I feel like you can teach others just with your compassion and your words of wisdom. But you actually have a healer in you. So once you feel safe and that the nature and animals and what she said, archangels, support you, it's okay. If you stay wounded, you're wounded just like the rest of the planet, and you're not going to do what you came here to do. You really did come here to touch souls, help them heal, and help them feel like they matter. In whatever way you can help them feel that they matter. Nature, the animals, and people, souls that are wounded, that they matter. That's all you need to do. Just show up and do the best you can to help them feel like they matter. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you, Nikki.
So a big hug to you.
I love you too.
Feel our arms around you, Angel.
You too. Namaste.
Just please, namaste, Angel. And Pamela, thank you so much, because truly that's such beautiful words of wisdom. And I, you know, every time someone gets through, we all know, and I know you know, Pamela, that everybody who gets through is representing probably 1,000 other people. And so for all of you that are going, oh my God, I feel Nikki's energy. I feel what's being said. That was me. Or I felt Corey's energy. And I know we have more callers. Or Margaret. Allow yourselves the gift of it, because we are all connected. We are all one beautiful gift of energy. And in our infinite awakenedness, the more that we heal ourselves, that's how we heal the planet. It's our presence. Remember, our presence is the greatest gift that can heal anyone, not our words, our presence. And that's because we're living, as you mentioned earlier, Pamela, our authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we're doing. And you guys are being a living embodiment of how it's safe to be expansive and that loving and that dynamic and be able to help other people feel that it's safe to be that open and that big and that dynamic. So thank you for that.
Well, right back at you.
Well, thank you. It's the kind of party that we like to...
We love that party. I'm raising my glass.
Yeah, dancing in little circles.
Okay,
there she goes.
Let's do it. I am. I'm on it. Babe.
Well, listen, we have time to take one more caller.
Woo-hoo.
And so we're going to go to line two. Manuel from California, first-time caller. Let's welcome him to the show.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste. Hi, you guys. I'm actually kind of surprised that I got through, but I was thinking about it and it happened, so not that surprised.
All right.
Just breathe and smile.
I wanted to first off, thank all of you guys for your wisdom, but I'm actually, I'm from El Salvador, so you guys are kind of close to my home.
Yes.
And I'm in California now, and I'm 26 years old. I have expanded incredibly in this past 2 years, and my body has been kind of, you know, having a little trouble catching up. So I don't know, I would just like any messages, because I know I'm here to help. I do that currently. I encourage a lot of kids, and I remind them how to dream, and because I've been blessed with a good family. I was blessed to wake my family up. So I don't know. I kind of want some guidance, because my soul is old, but my body's still a little young. So,
Angel, first of all, it is no accident you got through today. And I am so grateful that you listened to your own intuition, acted on your intuition, and here you are on the air, because that's actually one of the biggest pieces of the reading for you today, is not to doubt your intuition. You have a huge life ahead of you, my love. I mean, a huge life. And I want to share two things with you. Your body is responding to, you need to be very, very careful to what you're ingesting. Are you vegetarian?
No.
You need fully. Yeah, you
head really, that direction.
You need to head that direction. And I'm not passing any judgment. I'm just saying that what's happening right now is that you're a lineage holder. So what does that mean? What it means is that you're the one in your family, and you've already actively started doing it, and you're aware of it, which puts you even further ahead than most people who are lineage holders. Most people don't realize they're lineage holders till they're much later in life. You're a lineage holder. And so what that means is, the more that you really anchor the truth of who you are, not only are you freeing the family that's on the planet now, you're freeing all of the generations before you and all of the generations to come. That is a huge mission. You also have an incredible gift with children, and you are here. I see in about not too many years where you're actually working much more in a deeper, almost more expanded way with children. However, your physical body right now is inviting you to make a decision. And what that means is that until you eliminate eating things that are not of the same frequency that you're carrying, you're going to have this tug of war with the body. And I'm not saying this has to be a permanent thing. I'm just suggesting, if you're not already drinking a lot of water every day, and I'm talking about half your body weight in water, start doing that immediately. That in and of itself will encourage the flow and send a message to your cells. The second thing is, green is your best friend, my love. And you're from El Salvador, so you know it's green, green, green. You need green. You need it in your aura. You need it in your body. You need green. And so green is your best friend. I'm also going to encourage you. I know this is going to sound wild. You need some green underwear. Like, you need to be wearing green all the time. Get a green pillowcase and make sure that there's living plants in your room. You're in California, so you've probably got some nice plants around you. But these are the things that you can do right now to support yourself. You're also resonating with the number 8. The number 8 is the number of the infinite. So of course you got through today as the last caller, because that's what we've been talking about. Remember that when we take the number 8, lay it on its side, it opens the doorway to the infinite. And the number 8 is also the realm of the archangels. You have a legion that is working with you, and they're just waiting for you to lead them, meaning how you choose to create on this planet, the planet will support. You're a powerful being. As long as you disconnect your ego from the process and come from the goodness of your heart, which you have the capacity to do, your life is a miracle, and it will create miracles for others. And it's my honor to meet you today. I just want to cry. Oh, you guys are making me cry today. You're so beautiful. Thank you, Angel. I'm so proud of you. Oh, and Pamela, would you like to share?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Angel. And Pamela, would you like to share anything?
Yeah, just really quick. Everything you're saying is gorgeous. It's beautiful. I love how you come from your heart, Kira. And then the only other thing I'm getting is, I always look for the mental, emotional reason that somebody might be experiencing some physical issues. And you're a violet yellow too, which is interesting. What I keep picking up with you is that there's this restrictive emotional feeling, like, how much can I do? What am I making a big enough difference? How can I reach more people? There's this emotional energy that feels restrictive to me. Like, and violets have to dream big. They have to reach the masses. They want to help save the whole planet, actually. So that old restrictive thing is more of a mental thing, like, how can I reach more people? Am I doing a good enough job? Am I reaching enough of these kids? So if you can free yourself up and just keep going, you know what, I am loving everybody I come in contact with, I'm doing enough, I feel like your body won't feel as restricted or as like in a vice. So it's about freedom and feeling like you can make a big enough difference here just by showing up and loving full out.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Muchísimas gracias.
All right. Well, beautiful. And as we're coming, these times on the air seem to go so fast. We're coming to a close for today.
About quantum space and time.
But before we do, Pamela, I just want to say thank you. And I'd like you to just share a moment how our listeners can find you and where you're going to be in the next few months.
And your books so that they can follow up and get
tell
more
us,
Pamela.
Tell us a little more about how to track with you.
Okay. Right now, my website is called lifecolorscity.com. LifeColorsCity.com. My new site, AuraColors.com, is about ready to be launched. It's a little bit down the road. AuraColors, AuraColors.com. My calendar's on there, contact information, the shows. There's a free quiz so people can find out their Aura colors and what that means about them. So it's all on LifeColorsCity and AuraColors.com.
Beautiful.
And once again, we want to offer you a big hug of appreciation for your presence and contribution. It's been fun to dance with you and to be just in this beautiful flow today.
Totally. I'm just so excited we could connect with you on the show. And I also want to share with all of our listeners today that remember to share the shows. You know, share the shows with as many people as you can. Share your energy, share your love, share your light. And if you're looking for something to do in 2015, go to shriankira.com, check on our 2015 calendar, and try to get into our Avesa Quantum Immersion. We are selling out fast. That's in March, and we look forward to seeing you then.
And as we come to that moment, I invite each of you to take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, may you know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.